From the soil springs life. Welcome to the Nature of Phenology, where we share the cycles and seasons of the outdoors. I'm your host, Hazel Stark, and this episode was written by Joe Horn. Walking through the woods in spring and early summer reveals a crescendo of colorful wildflowers from the very inklings of mud season straight through to the dog days of July for those that are paying attention, as not all of these flowers are large and showy. Some that are often missed, or perhaps more aptly put, misidentified, include red maple and skunk cabbage blossoms, both being rather early and both easily mistaken for swollen leaf buds. One similarly unassuming plant, due in this case to its unassuming size, I noticed for perhaps the first time only a couple years back, was the dark pink twin flower. During most of the year, twin flowers go almost unnoticed in the dark woodlands and subalpine zones in which this plant resides. The small, modestly toothed, glossy green leaves are borne on a trailing dwarf evergreen shrub. As the plant grows, it sends out horizontal above-ground stems called stolons, which, much like strawberries, trail along the forest floor where it can root and continue to spread, forming a sparse ground cover. As seasons shift and falling leaf litter accumulates, the above-ground stolons are typically buried and disguised under the rich leafy duff. In June, when the plant is ready to flower, it sends up a short 3 to 4 inch flower stalk, which is Y-shaped, with each top of the Y holding up its own flower. These two flowers on each stalk are the reason behind the name twin flower. Each flower is about 1/2 inch long and shaped like a short trumpet due to the petals all being fused together for most of their length. Their color is generally dark pink, but can vary whole or in part between reds and whites. Often small flowers, which grow close to the ground, are assumed not to smell like much of anything. Perhaps this assumption is because few, if any of us, choose to lie down on the moss to get close enough to find out. But twin flower, in all its diminutive glory, holds a surprise in this regard. Those that do decide to get down to the flower's level for a sniff are rewarded with a sweet and delicate olfactory experience. If you do choose to get down and smell this flower, you might as well make the most of your efforts by smelling the moss and soil, too, for a holistic aromatic exploration. For native plant gardening enthusiasts, twinflower offers a unique and adaptable option. Due to its wide-ranging habitat preferences, from mountaintops to dark wet forests and even into some wetlands, it can cope with a variety of soil moistures, temperatures, and sun exposures. Also, being a trailing ground cover, it fills a textural and structural niche that is often left unfilled. Personally, I find it most visually pleasing when mixed in a planting with starflower, bunchberry, Canada mayflower, and mountain cranberry to form cohesive and diverse ground cover with a diversity of flowering times that offer a near perpetual display of flowers and fruits. I think these plants look especially handsome with an understory of heavy-wooded ericaceous shrubs like mountain laurel or dogwood, though it can look equally delightful when planted alongside various woodland ferns under a light canopy of spruces and fir. So this weekend, you might consider looking for twinflower in your area. If you do want to incorporate these plants into your garden landscape, you could head to your local native plant nursery. Whether you choose to experience twinflower in the wild or cultivated landscape, keep an eye out for their small flowers. Each of these delicate flowers only lasts for a week, and they tend to bloom roughly all at the same time, so they can be easily missed when life gets busy and outdoor time becomes limited. The last episode of The Nature of Phenology airs next week, but remember that you can easily access the transcripts and recordings of over 330 episodes and search by topic at thenatureofphenology.wordpress.com, which is also linked at archives.weru.org. Thanks for listening, and please join us next week for our last dive into the nature of phenology.